אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. A ceasefire came into effect at 2 a.m. on Friday, bringing to an end 11 days of hostilities with Hamas. A statement from the Prime Minister's office on Thursday night said that the Security Cabinet had unanimously accepted the recommendation of all security officials, the IDF Chief of Staff, the head of the Shin Bet, the head of the Mossad and the head of the National Security Council to accept the Egyptian initiative for a bilateral ceasefire without conditions. Defence Minister Benny Gantz praised the unprecedented military achievements in terms of forcefulness, precision and strategic importance in the fight against terror groups in the Gaza Strip during the war, dubbed Operation Guardian of the Walls. In a special statement from the Kiryat military headquarters in Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Friday that the results of the fighting was that Israel would take a much tougher stand towards Hamas and that any future rocket fire from Gaza would be met with a whole new level of force. He said the rules of the game were changed. Gantz said that the truce created an opportunity for peace and it was now time for diplomacy to build a new reality on the rubble of the homes of Hamas leaders. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, currently tasked with forming a government, tweeted that the military succeeded in the task that was given, but the government failed. He said Israeli citizens, especially the citizens of the Gaza border area, suffered heavy fire and in return received no change or change of reality. Tikva Chadasha party leader Gideon Saar called the ceasefire embarrassing and lamented that even with the best intelligence and air force in the world, Netanyahu managed to get from Hamas a ceasefire with no conditions. Bezalel Smotrich, head of the far-right religious Zionism party, said that if the truce is indeed without conditions, the Temple Mount should be reopened immediately to Jews. Hamas and other Gaza groups launched over 4,000 projectiles at Israel over 11 days. 12 people, including a 5-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl, were killed here by rocket fire and hundreds were injured. On the last day of the war, residents of Israeli communities within 4 kilometres of the Gaza Strip had to remain in bomb shelters most of the day. After an 8-hour lull overnight, rocket sirens began ringing almost non-stop from 9 a.m. until the evening hours. At 9:45 p.m., residents were permitted to leave their bomb shelters, but were instructed to remain close by in case the mortar attacks resumed. An IDF bus near the Gaza Strip suffered a direct hit on Thursday morning, moments after 10 paratroopers disembarked after having returned from an operation in Gaza. The missile smashed through the bus's bulletproof protection and destroyed its rear section. Gaza's health ministry said 232 people, including 66 children, were killed by Israeli retaliation strikes. According to the IDF, more than 120 of those killed were members of Hamas and over 25 were members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The IDF also said that some of the Gazan civilian fatalities were killed by Hamas rockets falling short and exploding in Gaza. Immediately after the ceasefire, Hamas claimed victory as thousands of people took to the streets to celebrate on Friday. Khalil Al-Haya, a senior Hamas figure, described the celebrations as the euphoria of victory. Palestinians also came out into the streets in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem, with some setting off fireworks in celebration. In Al-Fahm, a convoy of cars drove through the streets honking their horns and waving Palestinian flags. Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh on Friday said that Hamas's victory was that it had foiled attempts by Israel to integrate into the Arab world. Speaking from his home in Qatar, Haniyeh said this battle has destroyed the project of coexistence with the Israeli occupation, the project of normalization with Israel. He thanked Iran for the funds and weaponry it provided to the Strip. Haniyeh also vowed to continue to focus on Jerusalem's Temple Mount until Al-Aqsa Mosque is liberated. Haniyeh said that Jerusalem is the axis of the struggle, Gaza rose up so as to defend Jerusalem, Gaza bore the sword of Jerusalem with merit and dignity and taught the enemy a lesson he shall not forget. Egyptian mediators held talks yesterday to firm up the ceasefire as Palestinians in the Gaza Strip began to assess the damage from 11 days of intense fighting. A 130-truck convoy carrying urgently needed aid headed to Gaza through the Kerem Shalom crossing after it was reopened by Israel, bringing much-needed medicine, food and fuel. Israel, too, is assessing the damage. On Monday, during the Festival of Shavuot, a rocket slammed into a residential building in Ashdod, severely damaging it. 14 families are now staying at a hotel because they cannot return home. Several houses in Sderot were destroyed. The Prime Minister said that Ashkelon needs more protection after it was hit by 1,000 rockets, and it should receive economic advantages as part of the moves to help the south of the country to revive and thrive. There was increased awareness that large numbers of people do not have shelters or reinforced areas of their homes and do not have enough time to reach public shelters when they hear a rocket alert siren. The elderly and people with disabilities are particularly vulnerable, as well as those living in unrecognized Bedouin encampments in the south of the country. A number of foreign workers were evacuated from unprotected areas after one was killed. Israel is also trying to heal internal rifts. In Lod's Hashmonaim neighborhood, grieving father Malik Hassan Suneh is coming to terms with the loss of his son. During violent riots early in the morning of May the 11th, a Jewish resident of the city fired several bullets towards Musa, killing him. Hours later, Yigal Yoshua, a 56-year-old electrician from a nearby town, was driving home through Lod when his car was pelted by rocks and bricks. One brick smashed into his head and he was rushed to hospital with serious injuries. 6 days later, he died. The Education Ministry has filed a complaint on Thursday against Sagi Rosenbaum, the principal of a Ra'anana state-run religious school who was filmed throwing stones at Arabs in Lod last week. Cellular provider Cellcom announced on Tuesday that they would suspend services for a single hour in a protest for solidarity and coexistence between all facets of Israeli citizens. By unfortunate coincidence, the initiative was the same day that the Palestinian Authority had declared a day of rage against Israel. So many took Cellcom's actions to be a sign of support for the Palestinian Authority, prompting a wave of public outcry against Cellcom. Several regional councils announced they would discontinue their contracts, and their shares on the stock exchange plunged rapidly. Cellcom later issued a clarification that the strike date had been entirely coincidental. They had called to an end only to the violent disturbances of the peace seen recently in several cities throughout Israel, and that they had full support for the IDF. The mandate of Yesh Atid's Yair Lapid to form a government ends on June the 2nd. He and Yamina chief Bennett were on the verge of clinching a coalition deal with the support of the Islamist Ram Party when the fighting with Hamas broke out, leading Ram to back out and Bennett to later decide there was no healing of the difficulties. Nevertheless, because of the rift between Bennett and Prime Minister Netanyahu, the former may reconsider his alliance with Lapid now that the war is over. Israeli swimmer Anastasia Gorbenko made history yesterday in Budapest, winning the first gold for an Israeli woman in the European Championships and the second overall. Gorbenko came first in the 200-metre individual medley, completing the swim in 2 minutes, 9 seconds and 99 milliseconds. Gorbenko will compete in the Tokyo Olympics this summer, and Eden Elena placed 17th in last night's Eurovision. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.